Syracuse's freelance singers and musicians are among those whose gigs all but evaporated after COVID-19 began shutting down bars, restaurants, casinos, banquet halls, and music venues. WAER's arts and culture reporter Scott Willis has the next story in our series on how live performers are coping without places to perform. She's talking about the color.
Who in central New York doesn't know that voice? Longtime entertainer Ronnie Lee has been following the news leading up to and upon his March 12th return from a gig in Florida and was getting ready for weekend shows at Del Lago Casino.
I fully expected all of the cancellations that started their roll in. I had no idea of how long it would be, but it felt pretty intense because I had lost some things, and just the same as everyone else, up until about the end of May. So here I am today, sitting the same as everyone else, and trying to use my time as wisely as I possibly can. So we can see what is going on, what's going on,
what's going on, what's going on. For example, Wednesday night, he and other musicians performed separate sets on Facebook Live in a tribute to late Syracuse street musician Elijah Harris Jr. Freelance trombonist Melissa Gardner recalls gigs were disappearing as she arrived in Metro Detroit for her final performance the second weekend in March.
I remember going through like the stages of grief where initially you're like, oh my gosh, everything I do revolves around social gatherings, it revolves around people, like I'm going to lose all my work. And that realization transitioned into, okay, how are we going to make this work? How can we get creative? I got a call by Chad Lefkowitz Brown, who's a jazz saxophonist in New York City, to be part of this virtual big band, and he was on it right away. There's a lot of things coming out of the ashes of COVID, I like to say, that are really beautiful and opportunities that I probably wouldn't have had otherwise, because these musicians are in New York City and all over the country and the world, and we don't get to connect in real life as often as we'd like to. So now there's less barriers in that sense.
But none of this pays the bills, at least not yet. Gardner says it'll be a long haul to think of how to create an income online. Meanwhile, she realized so many others like her are in the same boat, and things will be okay.
The day that the federal government allowed self-employed workers and gig workers to claim unemployment was the day where I was finally able to just breathe again and relax and not stress and be more present and be creative again. And it kind of freed me up to go back to my artistry without the extra pressure of financial concern.
Gardner says she's trying to balance staying engaged with fans and homeschooling her children during the pandemic. For Ronnie Lee, he's never seen anything like this in his over five decades of performing.
The only thing that I can liken this to is many, many years ago, not being able to get as much work. But at that time, it wasn't as bad because even if I didn't have work for 2 or 3 weeks or a month, or if it looked really dire, I took it upon myself to go out and find a job doing something.
Lee says with the pandemic, that's much more difficult. But amid the uncertainty, he and others he's talked to are in relatively high spirits, knowing we'll come through this.
There will be, for all of us, a lot of reinventing going on. We're just trying to keep a smile on our faces and move forward.
In the short term, it won't be the same. But in the long term, we sure are going to appreciate the little things a lot more. Just being able to connect and everything that we miss now, we won't take it for granted, hopefully, in the future.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
Special thanks to promoter Tom Honan for help with this story. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.